And a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, setting the bar for your day very low with this one. Very ridiculous, kind of crazy, if you can manage to make it through the day without shipping yourself to your ex-girlfriend to try to get your stuff back, you're doing okay.
What?
Now listen. This 33-year-old dude out of the Netherlands, he was busted for stalking and showing up at his ex's home. But he didn't just kind of like walk up to the front door. He legit shipped himself inside a box to her address.
What the heck?
So no one really knows if she somehow like brought the box inside or not, but he emerged. Threatened her with a gun.
That is elaborate.
Yeah, and then took off with the keys to the place. So, obviously, he got busted. That's why we're talking about it. And guy told the judge that was the only way to get in and get my stuff back, was to ship myself there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep. So, after the box incident, you know, she put cameras in her home, around her home, all that stuff, and caught him literally showing up at her place three other times.
Oh, wow.
So now he's
persistent.
Yeah, well, now he's sentenced to 4 months in jail. So, yeah.
What kind of stuff was he trying to get back? Like a hoodie?
Yeah, a hoodie. I just really like that hoodie.
I want my favorite hoodie back.
Man, I mean, but this guy is absolute nuts, nutball, and
Yeah, that's an elaborate thing to go through to ship. And first of all, what service said, okay, get in the box, or did they just not know? Like they had a buddy said, here, I'm going to be in this box. You got to take me to the post office. And then how did they not, like, shake it around and understand there's a person inside?
Yeah, I got to think that he maybe like had a buddy, hey, tape this box for me and drop me off at the post office.
Did he poke a hole to breathe? Like, I need the logistics of how that happened.
Right.
Like his journey
right.
in the box.
Right.
That's crazy.
Those are all very good
questions. Yeah. Yes.
Valid questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there you go. Yeah, a little setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without shipping yourself to your ex-girlfriend to try and get your stuff back, you're doing okay.
I mean, this is very similar to our Ben and Kelly court that we had today. I mean, it's the whole getting stuff back after.
But she didn't have an ex try to ship himself
to
her.
But he is asking for everything he's ever given her over 3 years.
Yeah.
And he's not going away until she does.
All right.
So there is a little bit of crazy.
There is a little bit of crazy there.
Than the shipping yourself crazy. But they're okay.
All right. So that's your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.